Yes, please. Item 42. This is from Rabash. From the article, one should always sell the beams of his house. The covenant that the two friends make, as we find in the Torah, and Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and they too made a covenant. He asked, if the two of them love each other, of course they do good to each other. And naturally, when there is no love between them, because the love has waned for some reason, they do not do good to one another. So, how does making a covenant between them help? He answered that the covenant they do is not for now. Since now, when the love is felt between them, there is no need to make a covenant. Rather, the making of the covenant is done purposely for the future. In other words, it is possible that after some time, they will not feel the love as they do now, but they will still keep their relations as before. This is what the making of the covenant is for. We can also see that although now they do not feel the love as it was when the society was established, everyone must still overcome his view and go above reason. By that, everything will be corrected, and each one will judge his friend favorably.
You asked for before.
Yes, please.
Bala Sulam, letter 19. When a person starts coming closer, he is given nefesh of the ofanim.
It's like a wheel, like in a bicycle, a wheel that goes. On a wheel, you at one time you're up, one time you're down. But while heaven states that you're down, and even backwards, you're still moving forward, right? So that's, you know, that's how the wheel turns. Yeah?
Meaning that the Creator wakes up towards him every time there's an opportunity on behalf of man, in longing and yearning to adhere to man, Adam. This is what the writer told us, that only good and mercy will chase me my whole life. That King David is the entire soul of Israel. And so he was always longing and yearning to the true dvikut, adhesion in him.
King David wrote this, only goodness and mercy will pursue me, chase me all the days of my life. He was the greatest Kabbalist, yeah?
But he has to know in his soul that the Creator chases him to the same extent that he chases after the Creator. And he must not forget that, God forbid, also during the greatest longing, when he remembers that the Creator longs and chases to adhere to him, to the same extent as he himself is, then he can always continue walking through longing and from degree to degree in a zivug that does not end, which is the purpose of the perfection of the forces of the soul, till he reaches repentance from love, meaning vav will return to hay, which is uniting the Creator and the Shekhinah. There's another part also from Bala Sulam, from Shamati. In the Zohar, when he is born, he is given nefesh of the pure beast. He interprets that also his beastly part is willing to be the Creator's servant. And if he was rewarded more, he received nefesh from the ofanim, meaning the wheel. Meaning he has the nefesh that always yearns and incarnates from one place to another, revolves like the wheel that keeps changing. It also changes and revolves in order to adhere to sanctity. We'll read it again. Shamati. In the Zohar, when one is born, he is given a soul from the side of the pure beast. And he interprets that his animate soul too agrees to be the servant of the Creator. If he is further rewarded, he is given a soul on the side of the wheels. This means that he has a soul that always longs and rolls from place to place, like an ever-turning wheel. It turns and rolls to cling to Kedusha, holiness.
Niv?
43 from the Rabash, letter 5. When you feel that you are at war, each of you will know and feel that he needs the help of his friend. And without him, his own strength will wane as well. Then, when you understand that you must save your life, each of you will forget he has a body he must preserve. And you will both be tied by the thought of how to defeat the enemy.
Again.